to Beermas 2021-2022, day 6. Halfway there. I'm not getting tired of drinking beer just yet. Well, maybe a little, but this is the graduate series this is a tough one. Benefucky double? I don't know. I don't know if there's a clean way to say it. Anyway, it's from Faculty Brewing. And I did have a double a couple of days ago, but just to recap, it's a rich malt aroma, light to no hop aroma, full body, low bitterness. Should be sweet, a little bit sweet. It's cool, you know, looking at the back of the bottle, what's neat about what they've done here is they actually tell you the ingredients, like they give you the recipe. They tell you how many pounds of Pilsner malt, how many pounds of Belgian biscuit malt, and it goes on. And they also say how long to boil the syrup that they added and how long to boil the hops for so that you could actually recreate this yourself. It's so cool that they did that. I have not seen other breweries do that, but that is just awesome. It's basically the keys to the castle, so super cool. I'm going to open it up. All right. Give it a pour. Whoa, it's coming out of the bottle. Shit. Fuck, well, that's unexpected. This beer is dangerously... is a dangerous pour. I don't know whether something happened in transport or whether it was re-fermented in the bottle, but it definitely... poured with a lot of head. Like, I'm talking, you got a thumb full of beer and the rest is head. And it was actually overflowing as I opened it. So I spilled a good amount of it on my pants, which which I didn't expect. But thankfully, my keyboard is intact. So I'm going to pour a little more here. Gosh. That is something. I'm going to take a shot of this. Well, that was fun. Okay, we're going to go with what beer we have in the glass right now. It is very active in terms of carbonation. It's still going strong. Anyway, this beer is 7.5 ABV, and it came in a bomber. Checking the aroma. Yeah, it's interesting. It actually smells quite tangy. I'm going to give it a taste. It's difficult to get much from the aroma with all that head on top of the beer. Yeah. Wow, it's good. It does taste like a Belgian beer, which the double is, I believe, a Belgian style. You can taste the syrup that they've cooked into the brew to add some extra sweet flavoring. It's not like super sweet, but it's definitely a sweet beer. There's almost no hops to speak of that I can notice. Not really. Just some bitterness on the finish. But yeah, it's a good beer. I was a little thrown by how carbonated it was. But in terms of a beer to drink, it's a good one. So I would say proceed with caution and buy one. All right, that's all for today. See you in the next one. Cheers.